There's a short backstory about this project by John Kahn called Bowery Flophouse. He photographed all of this work during a very short period of time in 1974. We published it, and as I recall, John Kahn told me it was the first time it had ever been published, in 2010, some 36 years after he photographed it. By his own admission, he wasn't much of a people photographer, and he decided that he needed to correct that. So he plunged into a project to photograph this Bowery Flop House and to make portraits there, primarily as a means to learn and to become comfortable with the idea of making pictures of people. Once the project had been photographed, he tucked the negatives away and sort of forgot about them, only to pull them out decades later and realize he'd actually done some pretty good work, some work he liked, some work he thought might be of interest. And so he sent it in to us and asked if we might be interested in publishing it, which, of course, we were. We did, and were amazed at the power of these photographs. They're simple portraits, but what a wonderful collection of visual stories, as I talked about in the written text. The part of this story that particularly fascinates me is how this body of work sat and waited for publication, how easy it would have been for John Kahn to forget about it, or to throw the negatives away, or to bury it somewhere in his past as a forgotten memory, never to see the light of day and never to be published. It's easy for us as photographers to get so caught up in the current work that we are doing, and to erroneously think that what we did last year, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, may not be of any interest because it's older work, because it's work created when we were younger and less mature as photographers. Sometimes there are some real jewels in those negative archives. I love to encourage people to go back and take another look because you never know what you might find there in your own archives that may be wonderful work. And this project by John Kahn is a terrific example and perhaps can provide some inspiration for all of us to go back in time and take another look at our earlier work, just in case there's something buried there we've forgotten about.